welcome, welcome. Hello and welcome to an all-new edition of Your World. Now, today's program is one of those that are special to me because the idea came from you. That's right. A few months ago, I preached a powerful message at World Changers Church that I called 1,000 Questions. It was about the process for identifying if the person you are dating is the one. Now, what does the process look like? How do you know if you two are compatible? Now, I get asked these questions all the time, and I thought I would address them during one of our Sunday services. Well, a clip of that sermon found its way onto the internet, and it went viral. People from all over the world responded with comments and questions. And in real time, over the next two episodes, I'm going to help a couple here who is trying to figure out if they're going to take the next step towards marriage. So stay tuned for part one of 1,000 Questions, a show on dating right here on Your World.
Changing one life, time after time. Oh Lord, we do it all for you.
Through the trials I see,
you know, I meet so many people, they get married and the marriage just doesn't have a chance because they didn't get the right information, they didn't ask the right questions, and now they're together and they have a miserable existence instead of a great marriage. And so that's why I ask those questions and I challenge people to date, ask the proper questions, get the proper information, so that you can have a great marriage instead of a miserable existence. Well, 2 years ago, Ashley Tompkins was a married mother of two young daughters. An unexpected tragedy ended her marriage, and she was left to parent her two daughters alone. And yet, in time, she reconnected with a high school friend named Buddy. They started a relationship and fell in love. Now, the question on everybody's mind, on Ashley and Buddy's mind specifically, are they ready to take the final step towards marriage? Please join me now in welcoming Ashley Tompkins to the show. You know, you seem like a very transparent, fun person, and I'm really looking forward to our time that we spend together today. Let's set the stage. Invite us into your world. This terrible tragedy took place. You're married, you got two daughters, and your husband snatched from you.
We were on vacation, we were down in Florida, St. George Island, beautiful week. We were celebrating my birthday and our wedding anniversary. And the last day of the trip, he was with my brother. We had some family there with us. And there was a car accident. It was raining, he hydroplaned. And we get a call in the middle of the night. My two daughters, they were asleep, and my dad and I, we know we have to go to the hospital. My mind, I don't know what has happened yet. I just know that it's serious. And I remember looking at my dad and I told him, if you don't have anything to say that's not full of life and full of faith, I don't want to hear it right now. And I just called some friends and said, I don't know what's going on, but I just need you to pray. And so we're headed to the hospital and I'm looking for my husband. And they take us to my brother's room. My husband's not there. He died on the scene. And as soon as I walk in the room, my brother, he has broken ribs and is banged up pretty bad. And he's just saying, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. He already knows. And then a nurse comes in. She's like, how much do you know? And it's like, I don't know anything. Where's my husband? And so she begins to tell me what happened. And I collapse and scream out on the floor, just in the shock of it all. But I went over to my brother, Chris, And I just began just to speak life over him. I was like, your life's important. I'm so glad you're okay.
You went over and started ministering to your brother. It's the power of God's grace that when people wonder, like when you said you're in the middle of this and you're now moving over to minister to your brother, I'm sure a lot of people watching this right now, you know, they're asking, how can that happen? How can you even do this? And it's the power of God's grace that equips you
Absolutely.
With the strength that you didn't even know you had.
Absolutely.
And
Absolutely.
He empowers you to, in the midst of a hard time, to still minister to where the need is.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's amazing what comes out when pressure's put on.
Yeah.
And sometimes we don't even know what's been deposited or what's really inside of us.
Yeah. So your relationship with Jesus was really key.
Absolutely.
In going through what we call the grieving process.
Absolutely.
And the reason why I hesitate when I say grieving process, because grief is associated with loss.
Absolutely.
When we know where people are, and we know that to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord.
Yes.
We're going to miss them. It's painful. It hurts. But there's a peace that comes on the inside of us that says, well, praise God, they made the right decision.
Absolutely.
And the power of God helps you out of this situation. What about the girls? How did they go through this, and how are
Absolutely.
They today?
I sat down with them and just started telling them what was happening. And my oldest felt like it just really hit her, the reality of it. My youngest, she was kind of looking more to her big sister, but we started this as a family. We're going to get through this together as a family. My oldest said something that will stick with me forever. She said, Mommy, you don't have to be daddy, and you still have dreams, and I want you to go after your dreams.
Seriously?
My eight-year-old, and she's like, yeah.
You just know that was God talking through your baby, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Wow.
She's like, you don't have to be dad. Yeah, I don't want you to change who you are. You still have dreams, and I want you to go after your dreams. The
wow.
night she was found out her dad died.
How was that first year? Did you have to deal with any fear now that, you know, I'm this single mother with two daughters, my husband gone? What were some of the fears you had to confront?
I didn't have a plan B. I
yeah.
was like, we've been married for 9 years. We're a young couple. We've already feel like defied a lot of odds and statistics. And I was like, this was for forever. And what's next? What's going to happen? These dreams and these hopes. And I've been promised a son. I was like, I still want a son. I said, I didn't have a plan B.
You know, for a lot of people who have this similar experience, and they have to go through it without Jesus.
Yeah.
I don't know how they make it. I don't know what they do. But for you to have to go through something that's so extremely difficult and yet to trust him, to be able to say, I don't have a plan B. I don't know what's coming up next, but I trust you. And I trust that you have perfected everything that concerns me. You could have been in bondage to grief. You could have been in bondage to bad teaching. And all of a sudden you're blaming God for this and blaming God for that. But because you understand the truth and you know the will of God, I know you don't take life. And I know you're not trying to make me miserable. And I know these
Absolutely.
Kind of things. That brings a level of freedom.
It does.
Yeah, that says that, you know, I don't know the specific details. I don't know what's down the street, around the corner, and behind the building.
But I trust you.
But you're going to walk with me, and I trust you. And I'm going to lean on you, and I'm going to rely on you. I'm going to cry with you, and
yes.
I'm going to do everything.
Yes.
And you're just going to have to cuddle me. And see, that is so, so powerful. And to trust that God, even in the midst of this situation, he is going to have something so good for me that comes out of this. You know, there's a scripture that comes to mind that if you can catch the thief, you can make him
Absolutely.
Restore you seven times.
Absolutely.
Sevenfold. And I shout restoration over your life.
I receive that.
And I shout restoration over your life. But I also believe, as awesome as your marriage was, I declare it's going to be seven times greater than before. And I don't
Amen.
Even know. It's like, woo! Do Did you really ever think that you would get involved in another relationship, or you thought, well, I'm just going to raise my girls, forget everybody else, and I'm just going to be who I need to be? Because that word that came through your daughter, I don't know an 8-year-old that would even be mature enough to say something like that.
Yes.
Yeah. So did that word kind of help, or did you kind of have your mind made up, or how were you thinking then?
Did I think I was going to meet someone right away? No. And I wasn't expecting it right away.
Mm-hmm. How did you reconnect with Buddy?
We followed each other on Facebook and never chatted, never messaged each other, but I knew he had similar beliefs as myself. And so I was like, oh, let me message him. And I just sent him a short little message. What church you go to? We're looking for, and then he responded back right away. He was just responding to me how I would respond to like a best friend. And I was like, who is this guy? And where did he come from? We started this friendship, and then we learned that we both were worshipers. Both, he's a musician as well, and so we just began to connect with one another and just started this friendship. Definitely something I don't think either of us were looking for or expecting, but just happened very organically, and we both know it's been God. And having someone that really honors your values and just became a rock and an anchor.
Yeah.
And there wasn't that pressure of, because I had no grid for dating at this point. I've been married for 9 years.
So. I ain't got time to date. I got 2 daughters to raise.
Right.
Buddy
exactly.
Need to go somewhere else because it ain't even happening right here.
Exactly. So just definitely started as a real solid friendship and just began to grow.
You know, intimacy, a lot of people misunderstand that word, but it means to come into me and see. And that takes courage.
It does.
To allow someone to come in to see and to open yourself up. Because if you have the courage to do that, then that intimacy will eventually lead to the transparency. It'll lead to being willing to become vulnerable.
Right.
And these are organic things that really help to establish good relationship. Friendship is vital.
Absolutely.
I want to be a friend first, and there's not the pressure of this. So it's real cool that it happened the way as you described.
I agree.
Because it seems like, you know, just by the power and the wisdom of God, yes, he's taking you through these wonderful steps that are designed to make really strong relationships. And for lack of a better word, I'm just so proud of how you have handled everything and how you've given Jesus the glory throughout this entire process. And I so appreciate your testimony. It has so ministered to me. Don't you appreciate what Ashley said? So ministered to me, you know? I'm just so proud of you and just so. You know, I'm just like, this is so cool, Lord, you know. Anyway, really excited about meeting Buddy. We'll be right back in just a moment.
You need to ask some questions. Y'all need to sit down and go on a whole lot of dates. What's your name? Is that your real name? Do you have your daddy's name? When can I meet your daddy? Is your dad and mama together? How do you act when you get mad? Do you throw things? Do you cuss around? Do you beat up on people? I need to know, do you have a job? Where do you work at? How much money do you make? How long you been working there? Do you have a bank account? How is your credit? Can I see your credit score? Do you have a house? Are you living in an apartment? Do you pay for your gas in your car? Do you plan on being fine like that all your life? Or you plan on getting big? How many children do you want to have? You need to know who you marry. And you need to ask that woman, how you look without your makeup? Don't put none on tomorrow. I need to see. You smell good today, but what about tomorrow morning? I need to know. Do you believe in taking showers at night or in the morning? Do you believe in taking 3 days off and then take shower? How is your relationship with soap and water? I need to know.
Let's meet Buddy right now. Buddy, come on out. Yeah. Good to meet you, sir. Welcome. Ladies and gentlemen, Buddy. I referred to you in a moment ago as a sevenfold restoration buddy.
I received it.
You know, this story, it really touched me emotionally because of her decision to rely and to trust Jesus in the midst of this whole thing. Buddy, tell us a little bit about yourself, what was going on with you, and bring us up to this time where y'all connected.
Well, probably about 2 to 3 years before that, I had really decided that I wanted to seek God and meet Him. And so I could see in Ashley, even though she was married, and over this period of time, I could see just through Facebook that she had an intimate relationship with God Himself, and it wasn't a religious thing, and I knew she was a good wife. I remember seeing a picture of their family and saying, that guy's got a great wife, you know?
Really?
I really did. I really did say that.
Wow.
And I told her about it later, but after everything happened, I thought it was tragic, and she actually showed up because I do worship at different churches, and I also ended up playing at a bar actually, and she came to the bar, and it was probably a month after, 2 weeks after, maybe 2 weeks.
About a month.
And she had, I could see what was almost a physical, tangible grace that was poured on her. Like I was expecting to kind of console her a little bit, make sure she was okay, talk to her. But she didn't look like she needed it. She looked like God had her wrapped in a big blanket, loving on her everywhere she went. And so I knew I wanted to pursue a friendship with her and that she could help sharpen me and help call out the greatness in me that I saw in her. And
wow. You know, this is like, look at Jesus work. Go, Jesus, go. I mean, you know, you end up playing at a bar. She ends up there and the power of God, and you walk in and you see the glory all over her and you see the grace. But I think the thing that blows my mind more is to see the Father at work, how He plants seeds and you don't even know why at the time.
Right.
You know, He puts it in your mind. Oh, I think I'll call him up and ask about, you know, the church, different churches. And
right.
It's divine connection.
It is.
And I so believe in divine connection. So what did you think as you made the decision to pursue a friendship? And I can really sense it in your heart. You're like, I want God. And you saw in her someone who had that genuine relationship with Jesus Christ. And you're thinking, well, if I can connect with her, I really believe I can attain that. And that's really the foundation for great relationship, that we become friends first. My wife and I, we became friends first, and our friendship developed. I mean, we played tennis together. We'd have conversations together. It was the other way around with her. She saw me in a college campus and said, wow, this guy has a genuine relationship with Jesus. I want to get to know him. And she don't know that I'm praying, God, send me a woman. And I was very specific. I really would like for her to have big, pretty legs, if that's okay with you, Jesus, you know. And man, I was in a Bible study one time and she showed up at the same Bible study and we were praying and God said, look up. And I looked and I saw those big, beautiful legs. And I said, no, I bind the spirit of lust in the name of Jesus. And he was like, you're not lusting, just look. And I'm thinking, wow. And I was like, wow. And I'm thinking, what is going on here with this whole situation? And the friendship, not only a respect that was there was a friendship that was there, but then there was the willingness to let her come into me and see me. The intimacy of allowing you to come into me and see, and the talks that we would have and, you know, finding out about me and who I am, finding out about you and who, and this seems so similar to me. When did it go from friendship? And I guess I might have already answered that question with the conversations you guys have. What kind of conversations did you have other than, you know, the time that you spent with the Lord? Both of you are like worship and praise leaders. And so there was a lot of common things that were there. What was the thing that began to attract you about her other than her relationship with Jesus?
Seeing her worship, I could see her thankfulness to God and her, we were singing thank you songs. We're singing how good he is songs. And like, and it, for what she had been through, that was very amazing to me. And I saw her relationship with her kids and just her, she's like a mother. She's a real community. She's all about community. She's going to be loving on everybody. She's going to have groups of people that she's always going to be around. She's always going to be getting on the ground and loving on the kids. And she's got to a point where he just shines everywhere in her.
Uh-oh. For those of you who are watching this program, you need to write down that rap you just heard. Okay? With the time I have left, have you met the girls?
Yes, sir.
And what do the girls think about Buddy?
I think her youngest daughter loves me a whole lot, and her oldest daughter loves me and then doesn't like me. Or she thinks she might be cheating on her dad for it to like me. So that's honestly one of the things I'm having to wait on for us to go any further, even though I know that I would like to marry Ashley. It's more of, I've got to make sure her daughter is okay with it and doesn't feel like whether she's like relationship with me is cheating on her dad, or that if she really doesn't like it, if she's not approved of it and it causes any problems between her relationship with her mom, who is our only parent left, and her, then I'll just wait until it's fixed, I guess.
The issue is not, do I want to marry Ashley? The issue is, I want to marry Ashley now, but I want to be wise enough and sensitive enough to allow her daughter to process whatever she needs to process.
Yes, sir.
And I think the same intimacy that you've developed with Ashley can continue to operate with her oldest daughter. And in fact, this is the oldest daughter who gave you that word when she was 8, right?
Absolutely.
So, and I think that was very wise. My reservation was, you know, not to disregard and be insensitive to her feelings. And I commend you both on that. And I just believe that through the power of the Holy Spirit and you're continuing to allow even the daughter to come into you and see, that I think God's going to give you some great things to do. And yeah, really you're having to win over 2 other girls.
I am.
Yeah. And you'll have the wisdom to do that. And eventually she'll begin to do things if she hadn't already thought about it. And if she's already looking at it, I think it's going to be a wonderful, wonderful thing. Well, guys, we have a surprise. My wife is here, and we're going to see if we can kind of walk through some things to give you guys some assistance and some of the things you can do to reconcile this even more. But it's just been a wonderful time today. I'm so encouraged, and I'd like to invite you to join us next week as we dig deeper into this relationship and address some difficult questions. Now, today, you may be looking to find a partner or searching to see if the person you're dating is the right one. Or you may be dealing with other life issues, financial loss, shame, guilt, or something else in your past that's holding you back. What you need is a word from the Lord to get you through. Well, in just a moment, my announcer is going to tell you about a special collection of resources I've designed to help you break free from the chains of whatever's holding you back so you can enjoy life that God wants you to have. Stay tuned.
Will you marry me? That's the biggest question you'll ever ask or be asked. But before you do, there are 1,000 other questions you need to be asking. How do you find Mr. or Mrs. Right? And when you do, how do you make it work? Finding and keeping a lasting relationship with the one isn't easy. Whether you're married or single, young or old, without the right tools, it can be difficult to light that spark and keep it alive. If you want to beat the statistics, overcome the odds, and experience romance like never before, then today's collection is your first step. Call now to receive this special bundle of relationship resources for your love gift of just $35 or more. See courtship in a whole new light with the wisdom found in Life Talks, Dating Remastered. In this two-disc teaching series on your choice of CD or DVD, Dr. Dollar's bold and practical style will break down the common mistakes that keep us from true intimacy and put you on the road to making a real connection with that special someone. But that's not all. If you enjoyed the eye-opening discussion on today's program, then you won't want to miss the full show, 1,000 Questions About Dating, included in today's special offer. With over an hour of accessible insights from Dr. Creflo Dollar and Pastor Taffy Dollar, and a full Q&A session with the studio audience, this uncut DVD will revitalize your relationships and bring you closer than ever to your partner. Whether you're searching for the one or just trying to rekindle the flame, these resources will put you on the path to experiencing true love with the right person. Love can be a difficult journey, but you don't have to go it alone. God created you with a purpose and wants you to find real and lasting happiness. Call today for the Life Talks Dating Remastered 2-disc series on CD or DVD, plus the full uncut edition of today's show, 1,000 Questions About Dating, all for your love gift of just $35 or more. Take hold of the true, lasting love God wants you to have. Call right now.
Thank you for joining me today on Your World, and I invite you to call in to get the special collection you just saw. Your gift supports our work to bring hope to families all across the world. Now, I cannot do it without you. Now, don't forget to join us next week to hear the rest of Buddy and Ashley's story as I continue to walk them through their journey. Tune in next week as my wife, Pastor Taffy Dollar, lends her advice and insight to this conversation. We'll be right here next week. Same place. I'll see you then.
Pastors, leaders, it's time to take your health, ministry, business, and family to another level at this year's Ministers and Leaders Conference with Creflo and Taffy Dollar.
Do not let a dime of a dollar stop you from trusting God to heal you, from delivering you, from impacting your marriage, from delivering your children, from prospering your business. God wants to show out through your life.
Featuring dynamic speakers and spiritual sessions made practical for anyone who's graced to lead.
God is looking for someone who's available.
We've become new creatures in Christ Jesus.
God has already delivered the land into your hand.
If you're graced to lead, don't miss the Ministers and Leaders Conference, October 6th through 8th at World Changers Church International. Register early at ministersandleaders.org. Because of you, Creflo Dollar Ministries is providing a new understanding of grace and empowering change in the lives of millions of people every day. Your love and financial support make it possible for this broadcast to be seen and heard in multiple languages on 6 different continents. We thank the partners and friends of Creflo Dollar Ministries for making this program possible.